Vrydagmiddag by die huis kom, sê ek vir Marinda, there's just so much that we can say from one verse. Ek weet nie waar om te stop en waar om te los nie. So net miskien vir ons allemaal, we've been spoken over the past few weeks about Jesus' words that says to Nicodemus, religious, knowing the word of God, disciplined in his religious activities, and God says to him, if you want to be saved, you need to be born again. No one can see eternal life if you are not born again. En ons vra oor die laaste paar weke vir mekaar, so what did God mean there? What did Jesus mean? And what is the outcome of those words? You need to be born again if you want to see eternity. So, ons het mekaar in die begin gesê, dit is nie maar ligtelike woorde van Jesus nie. If we understand him correctly, it's about life and death. It's important that we understand and see what he's saying to Nicodemus. So ons het die laaste paar weke stilgestaan, ons kom vanaand, vanoggend by die einde, maar daar's nog een woord oor wat ek voel wat die Here wil hê ons moet daaroor deel, but we'll only get to that in the second quarter. Next week, miskien sommer net, Jan Slabber kom by ons kuier, hy's van Wellington gemeente, kerke Engeland, Japan geplant en werk saam met Niels hulle in Shofar Wellington, en ons is opgewonde om ook sy meedeling in ons gemeente, especially where God has called us to be missional and discipleship. Jan is regtig anointed in haar area, en ons sien uit na hom volgende week. So ons sal volgende week aangaan uit die new birth uit, wat uitstaande is na vanoggend is, how do I help others and how do I serve the kingdom concerning new birth in the lives of others? Sean, ek wil toegerus wees vir dit. Ek het 'n passie om dit te sien kom in die jare wat gebeur. Dit gebeur, maar ek wil vlamskerp wees in die Here se hand om gebruik te word vir wedergeboorte in mense se lewens. Ja, is 'n begeerte in my hart. So ons sal daarby kom volgende kwartaal. Ek dink vanoggend is miskien moet ek misschien net my ervaring deel en wegbly van wat ek neergeskryf het, maar sjoe, ek het in Desember en Januarie so 'n mooi ervaring saam met God, en ek is uitgedaag weer, nie uitgedaag nie, ek is aangemoedig om te vra, hoe praat ek oor God, laat dit soos goeie nuus klink? Because it is, but sometimes, ek weet nie, dan mors ek het so op, it's not good news anymore. So vir my was God se handeling met my in Desember en Januarie goeie nuus, and I want to share some of that with the congregation, good news. So what is the effects of the new birth? What's the outcome of new birth? Now, new birth has happened in your life. Okay, what now? What? And hopefully kan ek by drie goed stilstaan in dit, en net daarby stilstaan. So miskien net weer om ons te herinner sommer oor hoekom hierdie boek geskryf is. 1 John. Die gedeelte wat ons vanoggend oor praat kom uit 1 John uit. So ek het net, daar's klomp skrifte wat ons kon lees net 'n lekker tyd, so kom ons lees net vinnig, that your joy may be complete. As ons verstaan wat John sê, dan moet ons joyful wees. I desire that. That you may not sin. I desire that. That your failures are not fatal to eternal life. Ek wil vir die jeug, my Engels in graad 8 het ek nie deurgekom nie. Wat John probeer doen is om vir gelowiges te sê, die wat wedergebore is, foute in jou lewe is nie die einde van ewige lewe in verhouding met God nie. And I think young people need to know that. Jy moet hieraan kan vashou. As jy wedergebore is en jy maak foute, it's not the end. And the enemy wants to tell you it's the end. You're not a child of God. And John skryf spesifiek om ons te help, and we'll look at that this morning. En ek dink, ek kan later kom by my ervaring. Okay, wat is er nog daar so? He wants us to know that we are forgiven. Ons het laas week nogal daarby bietjie stil gestaan. The washing. Wanneer ons wedergebore is, God was ons skoon. That's the washing and the water of regeneration wat ons laas week oor gepraat het. Ons is skoon gewas, en soms hou ons nog vas aan daai goed wat daar agter lê, en ons wil dit saam met ons sleep. Ons voel sleg oor die goed wat ons gedoen het. But God says, I've washed it away. I've forgiven it. When are you going to forgive yourself for that? Ons sleep dit saam, maar God sê ek het dit afgewas van jou. Okay. Vinnig wat ek hier probeer doen het, sommer net 10 scriptures. John says, I want you to know that you are saved. 10 skrifte gaan ons vinnig lees, I'll send it via email as well. 10 scriptures, tests, to see have we received new life. So let's read the scripture and see what John says. So die, waar het in 1 John staan, het ek sommer hier rechts onder het ek het gesit. So hier is 1 John 1, 4. By this we know, en hy skryf dit, want hy wil jy moet het weet. So kom ons lees wat hy sê. By this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Duidelik wat hy sê. Volgende. We know that we have passed out of death into life. Kan julle sien julle die taalgebruik van new birth? Moved from death to life. We were dead, and God made us alive, because we love the brothers. Okay. Whoever does not love abides in death. It's clear. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. It is clear. We'll come back to that because what does it mean to love the world? Want ons moet die wêreld dan nou lief hê op 'n manier. Maar hy is 'n manier wat hy beskryf wat ons om nie moet lief hê nie. Because it says you haven't got the life of God in you. The next, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and him in God. So, ons sal sien dat daar, hy het gewaarsku in hierdie brief, he wanted to protect believers against deception. And what these deceivers told is, he says, you can have God without a life that presents it, because the spiritual and the physical are separated. And so it comes back to the scripture. So you can be saved, meaning spiritually know God, and your deeds can be whatever it wants. They've separated it. But it comes back to Jesus is not God that came in the physical, the Son. So you see the Spirit and the Son as one in Jesus. And they denied that. And they used it to say, but you can be spiritual without being physical. I says, there's no place for that in the life of a Christian. One is reborn. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. So what is geregtigheid? What is recht? Do we practice what is right? He says, if you practice what is right, you are of him. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Ons gaan nou terugkom na dit toe. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. So John helping believers to see whether they have new life and encouraging them by seeing these signs in their life. Is daar nog? Ons sien as nog. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. So what does that mean? So we listen to the teaching or the impartation of the word of God. We are hungry for that. Those that wants nothing to do with that, he says, God is not in them. Wanting to hear the word of God, listening to it. We can call it apostolic teaching or biblical teaching. He was here now talking him as apostles. The people that doesn't want to listen to the apostles, they're clearly not from God. For us, we can say, if we are not hungry for biblical teaching, we should. He says, whoever is not from God does not listen to us. We just don't listen to it. And the last one, I think, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. Ek dink dis die einde nie. Dankie Rian. Ja, ek het in hierdie tyd so gesukkel, want ek re-lees hierdie skrif en dan sê ek, ek baie van hierdie skrifte gelees, dan dink ek, I don't make the cut. I felt if the world is overcoming me, but it says, those that knows God overcomes the world, what's wrong with me? I really suffered in this time because of my own ability to see myself clearly. Being born again, I know I've been born again, I've been gone through the experience. I've saw the Spirit in my life, working new life. People around me that knew me before and after, they testified of this. And somewhere along the line, I started struggling with some of these things. And I want to share just God's grace towards me concerning that. So something that we can experience listening to this, as we can see, like I did, I'm not making the cut. It is net to feel. It's too hoog. I'm not good enough. And we can doubt whether we have salvation. The second thing we may think is, I'm sure I had salvation. Have I lost it? Have I lost that life? That overcoming of the world? All those eienskappe, have I lost it? Or what has happened to me? So somewhere in between those two, I was fighting between, have I lost it? And I knew I haven't lost it, because luckily, a few years ago, God took me through scriptures knowing that someone who has really been born again of the Spirit cannot lose that. And I'll explain why. Just read it. I don't want to go there this morning, because it takes some time to see that clearly. But in my personal experience, I didn't doubt my salvation. I didn't wonder whether I'm going to lose it. The reality is just my practice in life did not line up with what I read here. And I struggled with that. I said, God, what's going on with me? So just two scriptures to help us with the two things that you can struggle with after reading these 10 verses. Because these 10 verses can make you feel overwhelmed. Kan net is dit is onmoontlik, is heeltemal te hoog. I don't make it. Kan my so laat voel. En toe John geskryf het, was hy bewus party ouens gaan so voel. So we can read it and think, now I've got to be perfect. As ek hierdie goed lees, not go on sinning. I've got to be perfect, otherwise I haven't got the life of God. So en John het dit geweet, en daarom het hy spesifiek daarvoor ook geskryf. En hy het ook geskryf vir die ou wat dink, I've lost my salvation. Kom ons lees net twee skrifte. Dis nou nie vir oggend eintlik nie, maar net as jy sukkel daarmee. So kom ons lees 1 John 1:8-9. Just read these scriptures and relax. Perfection is not what John was talking about. Om perfect te wees is nie wat John van gepraat het. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. He's talking to believers here. If we say we have no sin, so he's not meaning having no sin. That's not what he's meaning. And the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sin, we make him a liar. So John is clear with everything that he's writing, he's not meaning we don't have sin. It's meaning the opposite. We confess sin. We are open with our sin, not hiding it. Not saying, I can be spiritually saved and what in practice happens, is it doesn't matter. He says, no, we're one in both of it. What he says here is, walking in the light is not flawless. So, waar is die jeug wat so hard is op hulle self? Of, is altyd net jeug wat hard is nie? Ek is baie keer baie hard op myself. I just don't have no grace for myself. While God has, people around me has, but I don't have. I think my flawlessness is what God wants. Yeah, and he showed me in these 2 months, it is not what I want from you, not to be flawless. You can't. That's why you need me. That's why I died. That's why you came to me. You'll never be flawless. And God set me free from that. Definitely come back to haunt me. It's not meaning to walk flawless. But when you stumble to see it, wanneer ons foute maak om dit te sien, and immediately run back to God, say, God, please, help me. I'm sorry. And hate that what I've done. Not hide it, hate. It's the difference between hiding and hating. So, please, young people, if you stumble, God is inviting you to come. This is what he says here. If you say you have no sin, you are deceiving yourself. And if you keep on in that lifestyle, he says, you don't have God. One that has God sees his faults, his mistakes, and say, and I erken it, say, God, I am broken. That's why I need you. I'm coming back to you and ask for your forgiveness. So as jy miskien voel perfection is wat John van praat as hy 10 goed skryf. No, it's not saying that. And then maybe I had it, but I've lost it. 1 John 2:19 is just clear on that. It's also not what John means. And I don't want this morning you to think, you can't build a doctrine around one scripture. So if you want to ask some questions, please come and see me. I've got a list of scriptures why I think someone that has received the Spirit of God, we saw last week when we read the scriptures from 1 John, it is every time using the word, wat is die woord wat ek soek, help my? Incorruptible. Incorruptible. The seed that God has given us is incorruptible. The life that He has given us is internal. If you can take it, if it can disappear again, was it internal what I received? And I said, no. But please, but this is clear. He says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they all are not of us. So I think in John's writing here was much easier. There was normally only one group of believers in a town. So we're not talking about somebody leaving this church, going to another church because he's just not comfortable here anymore. It's not what John is talking about here. It's someone walking away from the body of Christ and from the believer's body. This is what he's talking about. So I say that they're clear geword, they haven't lost their life. What is he saying? They never had life. This is what it says here. So, the insecurity, toe ek hierdie goed weer deurlees, the insecurity should not be, can I lose it? The question should rather be, do I have it? That is what you should wrestle with, not whether you're going to, can lose it. I think the word is clear, you cannot lose it. God is faithful in the covenant through Jesus Christ to you. And He's making that covenant with you because He knows you cannot. And He will keep that covenant with you. So the wrestling should not be about, can I lose it? But you have to see it from Scripture. Don't believe me. You have the wrestling, according to what I understand, should not be about, can I lose it? But do I have it? And that's a tough question to wrestle with. I've had young men sitting with me in the office. I don't know whether I'm saved. I don't know whether I have life of God in me. It's a tough question. But I want to recommend to everyone to wrestle that through until you are sure. Because I believe we can be sure. God wants us to be sure. I escribe hierso. I write to you this letter that you know that you are saved. So it's a huge difference. Wrestling. Then I'm coming to my Father. But I'm insecure all the time I'm working with me. He wants us to walk securely with Him. From the time we came with Him until He comes to take us. He doesn't want us to wonder about that. Hy wil hê ons moet seker wees. So what He says here is, hulle wat werklik tot geloof gekom het, hulle sal volhou. New birth is the cause of endurance. New birth is the cause of endurance. Rejection of the truth makes it clear who are the people of God. And maybe just the scripture that came to me is Luke 8, van die saad wat gesaai is, dit spring op, dit lyk of hy iets is, en nou wat sê dit? And the cares of this world and the riches come, and it just burned it away. There was no real faith there. There was an interest in a listening to the word and a partaking in the things of God, but there was not life yet. And when the tough times came, we walk away. So two things that I want to, two effects that I want you to take away, if that's all, because I yet have to come to the sermon, sorry. But two things that you can take away, I believe, is that God is not asking perfection. Don't put that burden on you. It will kill you. We can't be perfect. And secondly, God says, if you've been born again, you cannot lose that internal seed that I've given you. And that should bring rest to your soul, rest to your soul, security to your soul. So kom ons lees, ek het hierdie skrif gelees en my gestoei was net, het my die Here laat soek. Dr. Malik sê, alle moeilike tye wat jy die Here laat soek is van die Here af. Ek hou daarvan. Nie as ek in het is, maar achterna. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves, the Father loves whoever has been born of God. I struggled to love at the end of last year. Ek kan ook vir iemand sê, is asof ek uit kapasiteit het gehardloop het om lief te hê. Ek wil, maar ek het niks oor om jy lief te hê nie. And I thought, so why? I know I has new life. Why am I here? And I'll share quickly what I believe, what God showed me. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God. We know that we truly love if we love God, which means we cannot truly love if we don't love God. This is what the scripture says. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Ek was daar waar ek gesê het, maar God se commandments is vir my burdensome. It's not my joyful obedience, and I just love to do that. It was burdensome for me. It was tough. And I asked, why? Why is it burdensome for me? En soos ek net gesê het, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. I was overcome by the world. I said, what's going on here? Why? And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. And my discovery and my walk with God started there. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Just one turn. My stoei begin toe, want ek sien. And this is the victory, faith. And I realized, somewhere with my faith, I've got to look into that. Because I know I've been born again, but my faith, somewhere, has got contaminated, or whatever I want to call it in English. Because it says, it is the faith that brings the victory, that overcomes the world, that it helps me, that it is not burdensome to love people. You see the verse in reverse here, those verses. It ends up with faith. And I says, God, what's going on with my faith? Because I see my loving people has become disconnected with my faith. That's why it's burdensome and the world overcomes me. So help me to get that together again. Because I want to love that it is not burdensome. Because I presume someone that receives love that is burdensome knows it. I don't want to be there. I want it to do with joy. Met die vreugde van my hart. Dit moet my eerste keuse wees. Dit moet nie 'n burdensome keuse wees om te doen nie. So ag, miskien net daarna daai skyfie wat ek opgesom het, ek sien everyone that believes and it ends with faith. And in between that is love God, love the children of God. There's obedience, it's not burdensome and it overcomes the world. I want that. I want to be there. And I won't. Still not perfectly, but God has moved me along. So the first question that I asked here is, how does my faith help me to overcome the world? And what does it mean to overcome the world? So kom ons kyk net vinnig na dit. So kom ons gaan sê net van new birth and faith. We have talked about it in the previous sermons, but just quickly to refocus to that. Daai opsomming Rian wat sê, faith overcomes the world. So new birth by God and faith by us. What does it do? It puts Jesus high above every other thing in competition concerning value. The new birth and the faith that comes with it puts Jesus Christ in value supremely over all else. That's what it does. His worth and his beauty is far above everything else in this world. That's what we've talked about in the previous sermons. That is what the new birth does. You can't work it. So just a scripture that says something about it, 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So wat sê dit? God wat lig in donkerte laat skyn het met die skepping, het daai lig in die donkerte van my en jou lewe laat inskyf by skyn by wedergeboorte. En toe dit gebeur, Toe sien ons die glorie van God deur Jesus Christus in the face of Jesus Christ. So we see God glorious when we come to new life. Nothing competes with his value and his beauty for us. And this is the key to overcoming the world, because what does John say about this world? Kom ons, hy het 'n mooi skrif wat hy hierdie wêreld sommer eenvoudig beskryf. Dit was my so lekker om hom te lees. En sleg, want ek sien ek sukkel met hom. Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, and I maak hy so 'n dash in my Bybel en I define hy alles wat in die wêreld is. Hy sê, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life. Those three things is what the world is and what the new birth overcomes. Kom ons lees wat dit verder sê. Is not from the Father, but from the world. So iemand wat met hierdie drie in sy lewe sit, is nie van die Vader nie. And the world is passing away with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. So we see it talks about desire. And the question is, after the new birth, our desires is changed. We desire different things after our new birth. It is not the desires of our eyes and our heart that is ruling our world anymore. So hierdie twee goed kan jy opsom net in twee woorde. Desires is for what I don't have. So wat ons moet oorkom en wat die new birth moet oorkom in ons lewe is what we don't have. That's why all those desires are there and our focus is on that. And secondly, it speaks about the pride of life. We are full of pride because of what we have. That's why it is burdensome to love people. We love stuff. And therefore it's burdensome to love people. Because we are busy with our desires or we are full of pride of what we already have. It is stuff that stand in my way of loving people without being burdened by it. Because somewhere I allowed this to become now more valuable than it should be in the face of the glory of Christ. So faith in Christ puts him in a new perspective, and it does not compete, these worldly things cannot compete with him. We are free of that. Mankind's desires, we desire, and all of us have this. We desire and we have pride. No one is exempted. It's part of the nature we have. And we have a change of nature when we are born again, and we need this. And then, after we've been born again, we want to go back to our old ways. And if we don't walk in faith, we do. It just creeps back. So I see how my faith, loving people, has become disconnected by these things of the world. The world corrupts us with covetousness, greed. We want, we want, we want. We do not have it and we want it. And pride, because we have, we have. And that keeps us from loving God and loving people. Sure, and I've just realized the end of last year how I allowed a lot of time wasting concerning the worldly things. Talking about it, planning about it. And of course, I don't say, but this is what I found myself doing. You decide what is happening with your life. I wrote something here, I said, we waste a lot of time on stuff. And where is God in that? We thank him for that even. But there's a thank of gratitude that proves that the gift and not the giver is our God. Can I read that again? We even pray about it. We even thank him for it. But there's a type of gratitude that only proves that the things are still our God and not God. It's just, I read the one guy saying, it's just, and this is so bizarre, I don't degrade, he's our cosmic sugar daddy. It's just there to sort the physical things of this world. So we pray him, we trust him for that. But he hasn't got supreme value over that anymore. So I want to pray this morning with you that God help us not to walk with that kind of deception after he has opened our eyes to see the glory in the face of Christ. That we won't walk with that deception. So what this verse say, just to sum it up, if we are born again, our slavery to that kind of thinking is broken. We may experience it from time to time in our life, but we are not in slavery of that anymore. It is broken in our lives. So if you have failed, turn to God, repent, and say, God, I want to get out of this. That I had to do it. I don't want this to rule my life again. Because it had in the past, and it was sinless. I know it was sinless. And I allowed the devil that it come back to me. We desire now other things, the will of the Father, not our own cravings. Faith is seeing the worth of Jesus and giving us victory over this world. Okay? So we understand how faith gives us victory over the world because faith put Jesus in his place, high above everything, that we don't desire this anymore and it is not burdensome, therefore, to love. Because it's stuff that prevents us from loving people. His commandments are not burdensome, just quickly something, but it's delightful. It is what we want to do. We prefer God now above things. And the reason why it's not burdensome is not because you can drink a pill in the morning and it helps you. It's because you have experienced the new birth. Your nature has been changed. And it should be a fruit of our lives. The spell of this world is broken. And we're not. I'm thinking of this picture. I've asked my son to wash the car, and he's washing it, crumbling away. I actually wanted to watch a TV show. That's not how we do the things of God and do the commandments of God. It's not that burdensome obedience, but it's a joyful and a delightful obedience that we do it. He does it, but he actually doesn't want to do it. And we don't find ourselves there after the new birth. And if we do, we repent from it, that God can change us. Let him change us. I actually want to skip from here. So, whether it is loving people, I'm going Rian to 1 John 2, verse 1 to 2. So, whether it is loving, whether it's your patience, all of us, I don't think there's any of us here that goes through a week without sinning. My question is then, if God is not asking for perfection, how do we deal? How do we really deal with our mistakes? En ek het gesukkel einde van laas jaar om te deel met die foute wat ek maak, want ek het gesien ek het nie lief soos ek moet lief hê nie. I was condemned by it. I felt not good enough. Dit het my afgetrek. Because I've got this high standard. I've got to do it here. And I don't get it right. Het my afgetrek. En een oggend ontmoet die Here my in hierdie skrif. Hy sê, my little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And then but was the best news for me. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's not advocating against me. He's advocating for me. Because I've put my trust in him and he has put his new life in me. And I don't fall into despair when I'm not perfect. But I lean on Christ that is my advocate. And I can keep on loving my family imperfectly because in God's eyes, I'm loving them perfectly through Jesus Christ. And he can receive his perfect love for them, although my life is not perfect, my love. When we fail, we have a righteous one before the Father. He stands before God, as I've said, not advocating, and we need to hear this. Ons jeug moet dit hoor vir oggend. Wanneer ek foute maak, staan Jesus nie voor die Vader om jou aan te kla nie. Maar hy staan voor die Vader om te sê, Father, forgive them. They have put all of their life in me. They are trusting me to make them righteous before you. See his imperfectness in me. And the Father says, I will do that because you have paid the price for those sins too. And I was freed from this guilt and this aim for perfection. He is our perfection, our love, and the bottom of our hope before God, not ourselves. The emphasis is his righteousness, not mine. Die klem is op God se geregtigheid, op Jesus se geregtigheid, nie op myne nie. En is hierso waar ek ingekom het, waar ek gesien het, that's why it's important not to separate love and faith. Think about it. Dis hoekom dit belangrik is, it's not the same thing. Love and faith is not the same. Love flows from faith. And if I love imperfectly, my faith in Jesus Christ stands for that. And picks me up and pulls me up from that. And I don't go to despair when I keep on failing in something that I want to do. Not despair, but put my hope and my trust in Jesus Christ. So we are able to go out and love imperfectly because he is our perfection. We can have hope when we stumble. My standing before God does not go up and down. Kan ons weer, kan die jeug net dit hoor? Hoe ek voor God lyk, gaan nie op en af as 'n believer nie. If you are newborn, if you are new birth has taken place in your life before God, it does not go up and down. If you're an unbeliever, it does not go up and down. It's only down. Because God does not see you through Jesus Christ if you don't believe in Jesus Christ. And for the believer, the other side is true. God sees you through Christ's perfection. So hoe jy voor hom staan, gaan nie op en af nie. Don't allow the devil to tell you that lie. And if you see I allow that again in my life, please help me with that. Because this is the truth. The word says it. I don't go in and out with my stumbling. I'm righteous before the Father because of Jesus Christ. My standing before God is the righteousness of my advocate, Jesus. He's praying for me. I hear him praying, Father, for my sake, look with favor on your imperfect servant. Put your name in there. That is what Jesus is doing before the Father if you have come to him. And he has given your his spirit in you. He says, look with favor upon my imperfect servant, Christoph. Or a thief. That is what the Father, what Jesus is. For my sake, my perfect love, look with favor on his imperfect love. You know all things, Father. You know that within his heart, he is banking on me and trusting on me. Therefore, I am his. And my perfect love counts as his. That is what Jesus is doing before the Father. When a born-again believer stumbles, and what does the believer do? He turns to Christ and say, forgive me. Forgive me, Jesus. God sees you in Christ. Now, I'm not in despair because of my failure. And I must say it is, I fail every day and every week. But the despair has left me when I failed. Because I know it's not my perfection. It's the perfection of Jesus Christ because before the Father. That allows me to walk in there with freedom and with to be comfortable before God, not hopeless, not paralyzed by my mistakes. So what do we do? How does the real Christian handle his mistakes? We see it. We run to Christ. We ask for his forgiveness. And we accept that forgiveness because sometimes we ask it, but we walk away and take it along again. We don't leave it with him. And we embrace that forgiveness that he bought. And then I stand because the word says, change the way you think. I remind myself and I assure my heart when I've made mistakes that God sees me through my perfect advocate. May God help us as a congregation and as believers not to become desperate and hopeless when we make mistakes, but truly see the forgiveness that there is in Jesus Christ. That He is for us and not against us. May God help us in this. Can we close our eyes?